You are listening to Liverpool Live, and my guest in the studio would certainly be a hero to many women who are going through the menopause, perimenopause. She is Cathy Cook, who joins us. It is Cathy Cook. My mind went, maybe I'm getting a bit of brain fog.
Oh dear,
there.
Male
menopause, it's possible. Cathy, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, please.
Sure. So my background is I'm a consultant nurse in gynaecology. So my whole nursing career, which is like 40 years now, has been in women's health. That was always my area of interest. And I've always worked at Liverpool Women's Hospital. And before Liverpool Women's, it was the old women's. And before that, it was Mill Road. So all the gynae hospitals in Liverpool.
Right.
And I've worked my way career-wise through the ranks. And when I became a consultant nurse, maybe 14, 15 years ago, my area of particular interest was menopause. Mm. So then I developed all my menopause qualifications alongside all my general gynae qualifications.
Right.
And so, yeah, I've been delivering menopause clinics in the NHS for many years. And since 2019, I've had my private clinic in Liverpool as well, where I see women privately about menopause.
I would imagine that it's a never-ending cycle, no pun intended, never-ending cycle of people.
It is.
Yeah, because I mean, and I would imagine, in my understanding of this, and I have a reasonable amount of understanding of it because I get to speak to a lot of people like your good self, and my wife's going through it at the moment as well. And I get the impression that a lot of the women, when it happens, they think, I'm the only person in the world that this
completely.
Is happening to.
It's so isolating. I think it's much better now. Even 5 years ago, it wasn't as talked about as it is now. But if you imagine 10, 20, 15 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, it just wasn't out there. It was a secret. Women coped or didn't cope in isolation. There wasn't social media. They weren't sharing. They weren't hearing about what menopause could be and how it can be managed. And a lot of women come to me completely at the end of their tether, and they often say, so I'm not going mad, this is right, this is you know. So there's still a misunderstanding about menopause. There's still not enough education about it, and it creeps up on us. Women are often caught out and think, well, I didn't expect that to be menopause, right. And I didn't understand it could happen this early or this late. And a lot of women.
You said there's still a lot of misunderstanding about it, and that is there a lot of research into it, and that research is not transferred into educating people, if you like.
Well, I don't want to get on my soapbox, but women's health has never really been sufficiently researched. There's still huge big gaps in knowledge, not only about menopause, but about lots of women's health conditions. So women's health has been disadvantaged in terms of the amount of research that's been available to it. But we've got great guidance. We've got the NICE guidelines, and they were updated. The menopause guidance was updated last year. We've got the guidance from British Menopause Society, and then we've got European worldwide guidance. So there are guidelines there that do the hard work for us, that they look at all the best research and collate it into a document, a how-to document. Mm. So the evidence is there. We have an understanding about how it can be for women, and it's the symptoms are sort of on a continuum from not too bothersome at all right through to completely devastating, and you know, women are somewhere along that line. But even more importantly than the symptoms, I would say, are the consequences of menopause. And this is the bit that is sometimes forgotten or just not really talked about, how women's health deteriorates once they become post-menopause. Once they lose that ovarian function, they lose their estrogen production. Estrogen is protecting the female body. It's keeping our bones strong. It's helping to protect cardiovascular system. And that has a huge impact now that we live so much longer. We can be post-menopause a third of our lives, but we're losing that protective role of estrogen. Now, we've evolved that way. I'm not suggesting that we need to replace the hormones for the rest of our life. The science isn't there to support that. But we do need to be responsible for our health. We do need to understand these changes are happening silently. And there's lots that we need to do to protect ourselves so that we don't just live long, but we live well.
I've learned something there because, I mean, you know, as I say, I've spoken to people about it. But what you're talking about there is that when the menopause is over, it's not over, is it?
No, unfortunately.
I know people might not want to hear that. Women might not want to hear that.
Yeah, that's true. So the symptoms are only part of it. The periods are only part of the journey. And the periods and the symptoms, periods could end before symptoms even start.
Yeah.
Or women can have their worst symptoms while they've still got regular periods. So the symptoms happen because estrogen levels start to change and fluctuate and fall. And along the way, periods change and eventually stop. But that doesn't mean the symptoms are going to stop. The symptoms can go on for many years after that for some women. And research has shown us that it's a lot longer than research used to think it was. And at some point, generally for most women, symptoms do end. Most women do come out the other side of the symptom phase. But the consequences, the change to the bones, the cardiovascular system and our general well-being, that doesn't improve.
So when you say, for example, a change to the bones, you're talking about you are more likely to be injured.
Yeah, fractures. So we don't have very strong bones as women anyway. Yeah. Men have much stronger bones. So women, as they get older, naturally become more at risk of osteoporosis, where the bones can break very easily just from a little trip or a fall. And that can be really life-limiting. If you have a bad fracture in older age, that can be, you know, very difficult to come back from. So women are naturally more predisposed to osteoporosis, and the lack of estrogen makes that worse.
Right.
And if women have an early menopause, this is the huge concern. If women are under 40 or potentially up to 45, they haven't had the same amount of estrogen years as the average woman. So average age is around 50-ish for periods to end and ovary function to cease. So if that happens much younger, those women are significantly disadvantaged because they haven't had the same amount of estrogen years.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a big deal.
I mean, I know that there's... It's a how long is a piece of string question. Do most women go through the menopause reasonably? Is it like, or are we talking, the statistics are so wild that you can't really say what an average is?
I suppose it depends what support the women get.
Okay.
Yeah. So many women could have a more comfortable menopause, maybe if they've had the appropriate support and intervention at an earlier point than maybe they've accessed it. Some women will have a devastating menopause, absolutely. They walk away from careers, their marriage ends, self-harm, you know, it can be a very turbulent time for some women, not for all. And then there's the other extreme where some women sail through and say, oh, I never had a symptom, my periods ended one day, that was it,
and
job
was
done.
It.
Yeah, so it's very variable. Yeah.
Right. If there were, you know... We can talk about the symptoms, obviously, the effects of what's happening when that's going on. Are there any, like, apart from a late period, are there any kind of other little indicators that something is changing within the metabolism that a woman should look out for?
Periods is the biggest indicator, but not everybody is having periods. They may be on a contraceptive that stops their periods. They may have had a heat treatment to stop heavy periods. So we can't always rely on periods. I suppose age is a big indicator, because if you think average age is 50 for periods to end, well, at least a few years before that, the ovaries are on wind down. Women might start to notice some symptoms, and symptoms often cluster just before the period, and they might think that they're developing PMS, but that's not the case. You have PMS from puberty, you don't sort of develop it in your 40s. So symptoms might just appear. They might have some sleepless nights or heat intolerance just before a period. That can be a sign. Maybe things are changing. Mm. Again, it's so variable. Not everybody follows that pattern.
Yeah.
Some women will just wake up one day with very distinct symptoms. Others will just have a very sort of gradual dawning realization that things just feel different. A lot of women talk about anxiety out of nowhere. They've had no previous history of low mental health, and it's there. So anything that's out of the ordinary possibly could be menopause.
It could be that.
Yeah, it could be.
You mentioned earlier about women can deal with it better if they get the help.
Mm.
I'm, as an example, my wife at the moment's going through it, but she's looking at kind of supplements that she can take and things like that. But I don't think, to the best of my knowledge, she's gone to a medical professional and said, are there things I should be doing? Should she be doing that?
I think it's good for everyone to check in with their GP. Or
I mean, she does all the smear things and that.
Yeah,
the
so all the screening,
things,
so that's good. And many GP surgeries will offer health checks every 5 years. There's no funding for them to do that. But most GP practices will do that. But often having a smear taken or a contraceptive check-in with one of the practice nurses is a good opportunity to start that dialogue.
Yeah.
And start to talk about when menopause happens, because it might not be devastating. She may never need treatment or prescription. But having a healthy lifestyle, being mindful around alcohol, making sure that her diet is good, because calcium through the diet will keep the bones strong. So lots of little things like that we should all be doing, whether we need prescription or medical intervention.
What about yourself, Min, in terms of where your journey is on that? Are you about to go into it? Are you in the process?
Me personally, I'm post-menopause, but still got symptoms, and I'm on my HRT.
You look incredibly healthy, if you don't mind me saying, Kat. I mean, you've got such a lovely complexion in that.
Thank you.
And what was the experience like for you then?
Well, I suppose I'm in the thick of it, aren't I? It's my bread and butter. So I was probably quite well aware of my women's health. Yeah. I've always have been because it's what I do.
Would you say you had a typical menopause?
Yeah, quite probably. I've never really worried too much about sweats and flushes. And most women can say that you might get a bit hot from time to time, but we can kind of deal with that. For me, it was about decision making. It was that cognition, that brain fog. I was in clinic trying to pull together lots of women's stories and making sense of it and making clinical decisions, and suddenly I was really struggling and doubting my ability and running things by my colleagues saying, yeah, I am right, aren't I? I'm joining the dots right. So that was kind of one of my big symptoms. And sleep, yeah. If you don't get a good night's sleep, everything falls apart.
I suppose you could say that's the same for just about anything.
Anyone,
really.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to throw you a bit of a curveball here. Okay. Now, and this might be a bit woo-woo, to be honest with you, because I wonder whether or not I'm getting sympathy menopause as a man. No, because sometimes I feel as though you're feeling like that. I'm feeling like that. Aww. Now, whether or not there's a bit of kind of like, you know, hypnosuggestion going on there or something, but are there any kind of catalogued cases of male phantom menopause?
Oh, dear.
What do you think? Is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
I guess if you're really in tune with someone, maybe you can have that empathising sense. In all honesty, I know very little about men's health. My whole career has been for women.
Sure.
So no, pass on that one.
Well, I do get, I've always had brain fog, me, to be honest with you. And then now and then when again, I might get a little bit of an itchy leg. But it is, as I say, it's one of those things that I try to be, a man who's moving with the times and have an understanding of this. And because it is very easy for, you know, certainly somebody like me, product of the late, you know, born in the 60s, a Gen Xer, to think, oh, come on, pull yourself together. Yes. Probably the last thing a woman would ever want to be told.
Oh, completely. That is red rag to a bull. Yeah.
And I have made that mistake before now, but I learned.
You learn quickly, yeah. But all of this sort of stereotypical humour, sort of downplaying menopause and sort of, oh, women are being a nuisance, and they're, you know, well, women have had to cope with that in lots of aspects of healthcare, but menopause has always been sort of the last point that last barrier to break down, and it is getting better. A lot, you know, much more understanding about and awareness is out there now. I do quite a lot of talks in workplaces, and usually to mixed audiences, and the men are usually quite horrified when I start to spell out what menopause is and these consequences about the bones. They're usually really supportive, and then they take that back not only to the workplace but to their partners, their relationships, their sisters. So there's much more understanding. But it must be hard for men, because your bodies aren't driven with hormones the way women's bodies. It must be hard to kind of understand how that can feel, that you are beholden to these silent hormones that you've got no control over, and you don't know what they're going to do day to day.
Kathy, it's been absolutely fantastic speaking to you. You convey it in such a wonderful manner. If people want to find out more about you and the services you offer, how can they do that?
Probably Google. So it's Kathy with a K, K-A-T-H-I-E, and Cook with an E, C-O-O-K-E. And my clinic is Menopause Expert Kathy Cook. If you search Google, I'd come up there. I'm at Liverpool Women's Hospital still, but I'm not part of the menopause team. Now I've retired, I'm just part of the cancer team there, but I think I'm still on their website.
Brilliant. It's been insightful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.